This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Spooner Health is looking for candidates for their emergency department director position. According to their website, qualified candidates must be currently licensed as a registered nurse in the state of Wisconsin, have clinical experience in emergency nursing, and have their ACLS and CALS with trauma module certification or agree to obtain it within 6 months of being hired. More information on the job description and organization is available on the Spooner Health website, and candidate applications can be submitted online. A group of environmental activists gathered in the lobby of the Department of Natural Resources in Madison on Monday to protest Enbridge Energy's Line 5 pipeline. The pipeline reroute project has faced strong opposition from environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa following a recent permit approval from the DNR. The company is making plans to reroute the pipeline around the reservation rather than through it, but tribal leaders say the proposed reroute is upstream and still puts the local environment in danger. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced $14 million in funding for clean energy projects across Wisconsin. According to a press release, 42 projects across 27 counties will receive a portion of the funding, including a number in western Wisconsin. Projects in Ashland, Barron, Dunn, Pierce, and St. Croix counties will receive a smaller portion of the funding through the Rural Energy for America program and Energy Efficiency program. Officials hope the projects will reduce the state's environmental footprint and lower energy costs. The Rice Lake Area School District is announcing schedule changes for its four-year-old kindergarten program next year. According to district officials, starting in the 2025-2026 school year, there will be 5 full days of 4K programming at Tainter Elementary School, Hilltop Daycare and Preschool, and Haugen Elementary School. Students enrolled in the programs will attend the school closest to their home, where they will continue until fourth grade. The expanded programs will not come with any added cost, and school lunches will be available. As the winter season drags on and respiratory viruses like RSV and the flu circulate the state with more people gathering inside, health officials say vaccination rates have continued to decline. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, about 31% of residents have gotten their flu shots so far this year. That figure is about 10% lower than the typical flu vaccination rate prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. DHS data also shows only about 15% of state residents have gotten an updated COVID vaccine this winter. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health has released new data showing a majority of teens in the state have been affected by mental health issues. According to their data, the number of kids and teens that have experienced depression has risen by 42% over the last decade, particularly in girls and teens who identify as LGBTQ. Officials also say that while the number of mental health professionals in schools has increased in recent years, the total number is still below recommended levels, especially in more rural areas. A Washington man has been charged after allegedly trying to take a Rice Lake police officer's gun while resisting arrest. 35-year-old Adon Castillo was charged with attempting to disarm a peace officer and battery to a law enforcement officer on Wednesday. Authorities had received a report of someone who appeared to match the description of a suspect wanted by the FBI. When he refused to show ID, the officers detained him for fingerprinting and he attempted to grab the weapon. Authorities later confirmed he was not the wanted suspect. The city of Superior is considering expanding an initiative to add second-story housing options for buildings with ground-floor storefronts. Cities across Wisconsin are struggling with the increased price of homes and the overall lack of housing stock. Planning officials say the city of Superior needs at least 1,000 more housing units to meet the current need. One solution would be working with the owners of retail properties to create more housing in existing buildings with things like tax incentives or low-interest loan programs. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to cut back on salt use during the winter months to help protect the state's waterways. Salt is commonly used to make roads and walkways safer during the winter, but DNR data found that chloride levels in the state's rivers has risen dramatically over the last 20 years. Officials are recommending residents use less salt by shoveling their driveways before ice forms and switching to a more effective ice melter than salt when temperatures start to dip below 15 degrees. The Wisconsin State Telecommunications Foundation is offering scholarships for high school seniors planning to attend a two-year technical college. The program is sponsored by various telephone companies in the state, and students can apply for one-time scholarships between $1,000 and $1,500. The application materials can be found on the WSTF Scholarship website, and they must be submitted by February 17th. The program has awarded nearly $2 million to nearly 1,500 students since its creation in 1986. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It would be easy to make a joke about Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, if it was a box office bomb. You could say something like, Den of Thieves 2, Panterrible, bombed at the box office. Unfortunately, for joke purposes, the film did well and led the way this past weekend with over $15 million at the gate after pulling in actually better reviews than the first installment. It was the only film released this past weekend that opened wide. Following this week's number one to round out the top five are sequels, prequels, and a famous tragic villain that have all been reviewed well and are showing some box office off his legs. It was Mufasa the Lion King coming in second place with just over $13 million in sales in its fourth week of release. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 finished with $11 million at the box office. Also in its fourth week on the big screen, Focus Features' Nosferatu finished in fourth place with $6.8 million at the box office. Moana 2 finished in the number 5 spot with $6.5 million at the box office in its seventh week of release. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothy Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is cold out there again this morning with a wind chill in the minus 20s, and we're going to keep that wind chill factor below zero all day. Sunshine 10 above the actual high today. We'll drop down to 3 below zero tonight. Tomorrow, warmer, partly cloudy, with a high near 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 10 below zero.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.